मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वन्दे श्रीगुरो दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम्। So we understand that Prahlad Maharaj has been caught red-handed chanting different verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. And his gurus, I don't know if we can call them as spiritual masters, surely they were material masters. So they were asking him that, who taught you all these things? And they started glorifying him, and then they started asking, oh, best of your family, has this pollution of your intelligence been brought about by you or by your enemies? We are all teachers and we are very eager to hear about this. Please tell us the truth. And then Prahlad Maharaj, in his usual style, some question is asked, something he'll answer. So here he's answering, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose external energy has created the distinctions of my friend and my enemy by deluding the intelligence of men. Indeed, I am now actually experiencing this, although I have previously heard of it from authoritative sources. So they asked that, who taught you this? And he is saying, I pay obeisance to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And today's verse, maybe we can chant this verse and a big purport by Prabhupada. Sayadano vratah pumsan pasho buddhir vibhidyate anya esha tathan yoham iti bheda gatasati. Translation: when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, one becomes a pandita and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends, and himself. Intelligently, he then thinks every one of us is an eternal servant of God, and therefore we are not different from one another. So this is a very nice verse. Let's see what Prabhupada is saying, and we'll discuss this long purport of Srila Prabhupada. When Prahlad Maharaj's teachers and demonic father asked him how his intelligence had been polluted, Prahlad Maharaj said, as far as I am concerned, my intelligence has not been polluted, rather by the grace of my spiritual master and by the grace of my Lord Krishna, I have now learned that no one is my enemy and no one is my friend. We are all actually eternal servants of Krishna, but under the influence of external energy, we think that we are separately situated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as friends and enemies of one another. This mistaken idea has now been corrected, and therefore, unlike ordinary human beings, I no longer think that I am God and that others are my friends and enemies. Now I am rightly thinking that everyone is an eternal servant of God, and that our duty is to serve the Supreme Master, for then we shall stand on the platform of oneness as servants. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is very, very beautifully talking about the friend and enemy concept. And I guess we have discussed this many times, the friend and enemy concept here in this Prahlad Charita. By the way, today I'm there with youth devotees after a long time. So I'm in the base. So you see the background is different. So when it comes to the external energy of the Lord, the Maya Shakti, so what she does, she keeps people in illusion. So one of the energy or one of the term that is used by Prabhupada in various purports is Avaranatmika Shakti. I'm sure the ones who read Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they will come across this term, Avaranatmika Shakti. So what is this Avaranatmika Shakti? Avaranatmika Shakti is the energy or agency of Maya who covers the entire consciousness and the identity of the living entity. So when that is done, when the identity is covered, the living entity, especially human being, starts thinking that I am so and so, relating to the body. In fact, Prabhupada mentions this in various purports, that how does a pig eat stool? See, when it comes to a pig, in some of the other lifetime, he'll be a human being like us. And due to some other nasty activities that he might have done, he has got a pig body. So how come a human being who would eat rasgullas is eating stool now? That too, stinky stool. Doesn't matter it's dry or it's wet or whatever it is, stool is stool. So how come a pig is able to do that? Because Avarnatmika Shakti of the Lord, it covers the identity of the person as spirit soul. And it makes the living entity believe that, yes, I am so-and-so, I am pig, I am cat, I am dog, I am a man, I am a woman, and that person is my friend and this person is my enemy. So this is all because of the Avarnatmika Shakti, the Maya Shakti. She covers the identity of the living entity. And when it comes to the qualification of a Pandita, we understand, you know, from Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Sopake Cha Pandita Samadarshanaha. So Pandita is Samadarshana. He doesn't distinguish between who is who, because he sees things on the soul platform. And that's what Prahlad Maharaj is doing here. He's you know, seeing everyone on the transcendental platform, on the soul platform. And when the Shanda and Amarka are talking about enemy and friend, he's not able to understand whom are they talking about. Because I can see only Krishna's part and parcel. Mamai Vamsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. So I'm able to see all Krishna's part and parcel. Whom are these people talking about? So Prahlad Maharaj is not able to understand that. This stage, you know, devotees have to reach, and Krishna expects this. Very difficult stage, but it is expected. Krishna expects all of us to reach this stage where we come to the platform of Nirmatsara Bhav. When our Goswamis, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, so they were on that level. Dhira, dhira, jana, priya, priya, karo. So they were very dear. The six Goswamis, they were very, very dear to everyone. They were dear to the sober class of the society in Vrindavan. And they were also very dear to the ones who are called as adhira or rogues there, you know, in that particular place. In fact, when I was hearing about Sanatan Goswami, it's a very nice purifying pastimes of these great personalities. When we discuss, you know, we are inspired, and at the same time, we get a lot of insights, you know, in our own life. So when it comes to Sanatan Goswami, it is discussed that any problem anywhere in any house, so be it husband-wife problem or be it some family problem, be it business problem, anything, they would come to Sanatan Goswami to get the solution. You can just imagine, Sanatan Goswami is a person in Kopen all the time. He'll just be on towel or maybe on undergarment all the time. He is a proper sadhu, proper sannyasi. But then, Sanatan Goswami is acting like the counselor of ISKCON there, who is solving the problem of many Grihastha devotees and so many other people there. How come? And not just sober people, even rogues will come to ask Sanatan Goswami about what should I do? Where should I go and steal today? So the point that I'm trying to make here is, this particular purport, it's very clear that when it comes to the pure devotees, they are on that platform of Panditaha, Pandita Samadarshana. They see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. And when they see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna, there is no question of making distinction between anyone. How do we make enemies and friends? No, let's understand this first. We start feeling, oh, this person is very close to me. This person will help me. This person, he is not very favorable to me. So on the bodily platform, we judge people and we make enemies and friends. But when it comes to a devotee, he is on the soul platform. He himself is on the transcendental platform, and he's seeing everyone on the transcendental platform, on the soul platform. And when that happens, he's not able to distinguish people, basically. He sees everyone on the soul platform, and he's just seeing, oh, they're Krishna's part and parcel, the servants of Krishna. No, I'm supposed to take service from them. No, I'm supposed to serve them. Even when it comes to an ant, a sadhu thinks, okay, how can I serve the ant? No, this is a very, very high level. And to be frank, we have to reach this level to go back home, back to Godhead. Needed. But no worries, because here it's, I think in this particular Parupatchala, Prabhupada will clear that this quality, this particular quality that we're talking about, we cannot acquire by our own sadhana. Even if we chant n number of rounds, even if we read, you know, Bhagavatam n number of times, maybe we will not come to that platform. So let's understand from Prabhupada's purport, how do we get these qualities? Next paragraph. Demons think of everyone as a friend or enemy. Okay, now this is a very strong line. So Prabhupada is saying, demons think of everyone as friend and enemy. So now all of us can categorize ourselves, which category we belong to. Are we friend or enemy? But Vaishnavas say that since everyone is a servant of the Lord, everyone is on the same platform. Therefore, a Vaishnava treats other living entities neither as friends nor as enemies, but instead tries to spread Krishna consciousness, teaching everyone that we are all one as servants of Supreme Lord, but are uselessly wasting our valuable lives by creating nations, communities, and other groups of friends and enemies. Everyone should come to the platform of Krishna consciousness and thus feel oneness as a servant of the Lord. Although there are 84 million species of life, a Vaishnava feels this oneness. So till here, maybe we can discuss some points. So when it comes to a Vaishnava, he doesn't make distinction. See, when we say Pandita Sama Darshina, it's not that he's going and embracing the tiger or elephant or a dog eater or something like that. No, it doesn't mean that. What it means is, he helps that living entity without any distinction to get closer to Krishna. This is what it means, Pandita Samadarshana. So here Prabhupada is very clear that a Vaishnava treats every living entity neither as friends nor as enemies, but tries to spread Krishna consciousness. So this is what a Vaishnava does. He tries to get as many people as possible. I'm not sure who that Acharya was. Was it Prabhupada or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, where some dogs were loitering around outside that particular ashram. And this sadhu, this acharya, was sitting and having prasadam. And these dogs were loitering just outside. They were barking and they were hungry. This acharya could make out they are hungry. And they were trying to come inside the house, but the servants were not allowing us. The servants shooed all the dogs away. And this particular Acharya, he told his disciples that till those dogs don't come here and have prasadam with me, I'll not honor prasadam. This was, I guess, in Navadvip. So you can imagine, oh, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Okay. So this was the mood of our Acharyas, you know, where they were treating everyone on the equal platform. Everyone on the equal platform. And look at the glory of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada wanted to give Krishna to everyone. So he started prasadam distribution. Now, when it comes to prasadam distribution, book distribution, we don't make any distinction between anyone, isn't it? So somehow, you know, it just goes on. Prasadam, everyone, you know, whoever comes, we give prasadam. Whoever comes, we convince them to take a Bhagavad Gita or any book. So this is the compassion of the Acharya. He's not distinguishing between anyone. So yeah, we have seen this while book distribution and others, you know, devotees try to approach people who are very nicely dressed. Sometimes, yes, and try to talk to them and things like that. But then, in general, the Acharyas, they have very clearly mentioned that it has to be equal to everyone. When it's equal to everyone, Krishna likes that person. Because Krishna is very clear in Bhagavad Gita what qualities he needs in his devotees. What qualities should a person have to attain Krishna, to go back home back to Godhead? He's very clear about it. So one of the qualities is this Samadarshana. One of the qualities is Suradam Sarvadehina. Now he has to be well-wisher of everyone. Well-wisher of everyone. Now, speaking is very easy. I don't know. Implementing, how many years it will take. I will not say lifetimes, because this lifetime we want to attain Krishna. So this very lifetime we have to reform ourselves. So how many years it will take, we don't know. But surely, no, it should happen. No doubt about that. So this is the mood of a Vaishnav. He doesn't distinguish between anyone. Next thing that Prabhupada is saying here is, although there are 84 lakh species, a Vaishnava feels this oneness. The Isopanishad advises, Ekatvam Anupashyataha. A devotee should see the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be situated in everyone's heart and should also see every living entity as an eternal servant of the Lord. This vision is called Ekatvam, oneness. Although there is a relationship of master and servant, both master and servant are one because of their spiritual identity. This is also called Ekatvam. Thus, the conception of Ekatvam for Vaishnavas is different from that of the Mayavadis. Oh, this is a huge topic in itself if we start discussing about Ekatvam. So, when it comes to Mayavadis, for them, Ekatvam is, you know, everything is one. So, all the living entities and you know, the Supreme Brahman, everything is one. Everything is Brahman, according to them. But then, according to Vaishnavas, what do you mean by Ekatvam? Ekatvam, we are talking on the quality. On the quality platform. So, Lord is spiritual. Living entities are spiritual. So, they have that quality, you know, as common. So, that oneness is there. There is nothing called as merging anywhere. This has to be very clear for the Vaishnavas. There's nothing called as merging, you know, anywhere when it comes to Vaishnava culture, right? But when it comes to Mayavadis, they want to merge. And this is what they want to do. One important point, you know, that we understand here is a devotee should see the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be situated in everyone's heart. Now, when we pay obeisance, this is why we pay obeisance. We pay obeisance to the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is situated in each and every person's heart. So when it comes to an Uttam Adhikari, when it comes to a very pure devotee on the very high platform, so that devotee, he pays obeisance to each and every human being, at the same time to each and every animal. So it is said that Uttam Adhikari, it's very difficult to preach because he sees everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. So he sees, they all are much better than me. This is what is the mood of an Uttam Adhikari. Right? So when we pay obeisance, you know, to any person, we are actually paying obeisance to Krishna in his heart. So sometimes, you know, this mood might come, oh, that this devotee is junior to me. You know, he has to pay obeisance. You know, why should I pay obeisance? So we are paying obeisance not to the devotee. We are obviously to the devotee, but no, more importantly, to the Lord in the heart of the devotee. So that is the reason in this Vaishnav culture, you know, that we follow in ISKCON. When anyone pays obeisance to us, we pay obeisance back. Now, people from outside, it's very difficult for them to comprehend what these people are doing. Everyone bending. Who is paying obeisance to whom? I've seen when outsiders come and, you know, they touch the feet of our devotees, they go crazy. No. And they will also pay obeisance. Right? So this is what obeisance, we pay obeisance back. Because they are paying obeisance to Krishna in our heart and we pay obeisance to Krishna in their heart. And when it comes to devotees, oh, they're very special. Because the devotees are the ones who realize that Krishna is there in the heart. Very nice shloka from Bhagavatam. Bhavadvida Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantasthena Gadabrita. So this is a glorification by Vidura. Vidura to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Some Vaishnav. So this devotee is glorifying another devotee, saying that Bhavadvida Bhagavata Tirthi Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho. So he's saying that you are Swayam Tirtha. You are Swayam. No, pilgrims or pilgrimage, the place of pilgrimage. Yes. And Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, you have the power to purify even the place of pilgrimage. And then the next line says, Swantasthena Gadabratha. How do you get this power? Because Gadabratha, the one who holds Gada, who is that one who holds Gada? Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Vishnu, he holds Gada. And when he's holding Gadha, so this particular form of the Lord is there in the heart of the devotee. And so the devotee is considered as the place of pilgrimage. He's Tirtha. He is Tirtha. That's what we say. Prabhupada left Vrindavan, but he carried Vrindavan in his heart and he made Vrindavan everywhere. Right? This is what is the statement, you know, that we make when it comes to Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, we understand that devotees, you know, they pay obeisance, you know, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is there in the hearts, you know, of various living entities. Right? Moving ahead, Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj how he had become antagonistic to his family. When a family member is killed by an enemy, all the members of the family would naturally be inimical to the murderer. But Hiranyakashipu saw that Prahlad had become friendly with the murderer. Who is the murderer?
Narsingha.
Why? Lord Vishnu, yes. Narsingadev has not yet appeared. Varahadev. So here, Hiranyakashipu is talking about a murderer. Who is that? Varahadev. Because Varahadev had killed the brother of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. So he is saying murderer. Therefore he asked, who has created this kind of intelligence in you? Have you developed this consciousness by yourself? Since you are a small boy, someone must have induced you to think this way. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to reply that an attitude favorable towards Vishnu can develop only when the Lord is favorable. Sa yadanu vrataha. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the friend of everyone. Surudam sarva bhutanam yatva mam shanti mrachati. The Lord is never an enemy to any of the millions of living entities, but is always a friend to everyone. This is true understanding. If one thinks that Lord is an enemy, his intelligence is pashu buddhi, the intelligence of an animal. He falsely thinks, I am different from my enemy and my enemy is different from me. The enemy has done this and therefore my duty is to kill him. This conception is described in this verse as Bheda Gata Sati. The actual fact is that everyone is servant of Lord as confirmed in Chaitanya Chaitamrit by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishnera Nityadash. As servants of the Lord, we are one and there can be no questions of enmity or friendship. If one actually understands that every one of us is a servant of the Lord, where is the question of enemy or friend? I would like to elaborate on one point. It's self-explanatory. One very nice point that Prabhupada is mentioning here is attitude favorable towards Vishnu can develop only when the Lord is favorable. It's a very, very heavy statement which Prabhupada has made here. See, we might ask that I don't have taste in bhakti. I don't have taste in chanting. Many devotees have this question. When they ask this question, I ask myself that I myself don't have taste. What will I answer now? But the fact is that till the point Lord does not shower his mercy, a devotee cannot get taste in bhakti. At every stage of our life, we need mercy of Sri Guru Gauranga Krishna. Without their mercy, we cannot get taste in bhakti. Not possible. See, in this age of Kali Yuga, as I always keep telling, in all my classes, that practicing bhakti is very, very difficult. It's not easy. Okay, taking a bhakti is easy. Like in our Gita course, we had some 800 people coming. And now, around 450 people are there, retained after 2 months. So they all have started. Starting is easy. Starting devotional practice is okay. What, chanting one round 108 times? Sometimes the participants say that, Prabhuji, I divide 108 into 2 and morning I chant half and evening I chant half. So, but the thing is, okay, the chanting, that's really nice. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked who is a devotee, he said, anyone who chants Hare Krishna once is a devotee. So all these people are devotees. So to become a devotee, to become a practicing devotee, let me be clear. To become a practicing devotee is okay. We can. Now you get prasadam from some devotee, you have prasadam, you become a devotee, practicing devotee. You hear Mahamantra, you repeat that, practicing devotee. So like this, becoming a practicing devotee is not a big thing. But becoming a Shuddha Bhakta, Uccha Koti Bhakta, who is on the platform of Santa Sadai Vardayeshu Vilokayanti, to come to that platform of having a darshan of the Lord all the time, serving the Lord all the time, having the mood of bhava, that Lord is mine and I am His. Having the mood of, Lord is my son, or Lord is my friend, Lord is my lover, is very, very high level. That is bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. Bhava bhakti and prema bhakti cannot be got, by attending Gita course. Or by attending any session as such, any seminar. Just imagine, 7-day seminar, get bhava bhakti, prema bhakti. I will be the first one to enroll for that. Yes. But then, See, one thing we have to understand is Bhava Bhakti or Prema Bhakti, you know, it's not got by attending any seminar or attending any course. This is got only by the mercy of Sri Krishna, only by the mercy of Sri Guru. A personality who has got Krishna can give Krishna. Krishna se tumara Krishna dete paro, tumara shakati aache amito kangal, Krishna Krishna boli dhai tava pache pache. Oh Gurudev, Krishna is yours. You can give me Krishna. So till the point you don't give me Krishna, I'll run behind you crying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yes. So this is the mood. This is the mood. No, only a guru who has Krishna in the heart, a pure devotee who has Krishna in the heart, can give us Krishna. Just imagine how much dependent we should be on the pure devotees. Anyone who thinks that, "Haan, main khud se kar lunga," he's an illusion. No, there are many cases when devotees are new. They say that, "Okay, Prabhuji, in 1 week I have increased my chanting to 4 rounds. 1 month I've come to 8 rounds. In 2 months I came to 16 rounds. And I think in next 4 or 5 months I'll attain Krishna." You know, and one of my friend, one of my ashram mate was sharing this with me when he was new. So he started chanting and then he gave up non-veg. And then his anger reduced. And then he said, "Okay, next 6 months I'll overcome the lust also. What is the big thing?" But it's not eating halwa. No, it's not eating halwa to become a pure devotee, to become a premi bhakta of Sri Krishna. Only a premi bhakta can help us to become a premi bhakta. This has to be understood very clearly. And one such premi bhakta we have is Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. When we hear Srila Prabhupada, we are hearing a premi bhakta. You know, in one of the class, and I was hearing. So Prabhupada was speaking something, some philosophy on body soul, as always. And then he's speaking to newcomers. This is what I was understanding, because the lectures were 1960s lectures, those were. And suddenly Prabhupada, he says, in between the class, he says that, "I don't know why I'm here. My heart longs for Vrindavan," he says. "My heart longs for Vrindavan. My heart longs for Madan Mohan Govinda Gopinath." He said this in between the class, out of nowhere. Sometimes he would have tears in the eyes, thinking about Vrindavan, thinking about Radha and Krishna. And such a premi bhakta. He went to one place and a temple. So, and there Gaurnithya deities were there. So Prabhupada went there and then he sat on the Vyasasana and then he was looking at the deities. And instead of Jai Radha Madhava, he started singing, "Paramakaruna Pahudove Jana Netai Gaura Chandra." Bahudoi jana netai gaura chandra sabha avatara sara shiromani kevala ananda kanda tara sara shiromani kevala ananda kanda. "Dekho re bhai tribhuvane nai e mona dayal data." "Dekho re bhai tribhuvane nai e mona dayal data." "Pashu pakhi jure pashana vidhare suni chandra guna gatha." "Pashu pakhi jure pashana vidhare suni chandra guna gatha." "Parama karuna pahudui jana netai gaura chandra." Everyone. "Parama karuna pahudui jana jaya nitai gaur sundar, jaya nitai gaur sundar, Netai Gaur Sundar Jaya, Netai Gaur Sundar. So Prabhupada started singing, Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. So Prabhupada looked at the deities and he said, you're Parama Karuna, you're filled with mercy. Parama Karuna, Pahudui Jana, you both personalities. Nitai, Nityananda Prabhu and Gaura Chandra, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And these two personalities, Lochandas Thakur is saying, Dekho ore bhai tribhuvane nai. So these two will not, even after searching in all the scriptures, all the three worlds will not find as merciful as Sri Sri Nitai Gaur Sundar. Will not find in all the three worlds. And when anyone who hears about Sri Sri Nitai Gaur Sundar, what happens? Pashu Pakhi Jure Pashana Vidhare. No, Pashu Pakhi Jure. So Pashu and Pakshi, they're crying. And Pashana Vidhare, the stones are melting. This is my favorite stanza, so I skipped all others and I took this one. Pashu Pakhi Jure, you know, birds and animals are crying, hearing about Sri Nitai Gaur Sundar, and look at us, you know, how foolish we are and how stone-hearted we are. Stones are also melting, Baba, we are not melting. Look at our state. This is what is our state. You know, horrible state. We are in horrible state. Maybe our heart is made up of stainless steel. It doesn't melt. It doesn't melt at all. Yes. So, Srila Prabhupada was singing this and Prabhupada was in tears. He was in tears. He was choked and class ended. He just sang the first two lines, Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra, class ended. I think it is recorded. Some 1 minute or 2 minute class that is. I think it is there in one of the recordings. That is the Premi Bhakta that we have. Oh, how fortunate we ISKCON devotees are. How fortunate we are. Are Senapati Bhakta is with us. Senapati Bhakta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there with us. What else we want? Whenever we hear Srila Prabhupada speaking, whenever we read, you know, this ecstasies of Srila Prabhupada, the purports of Srila Prabhupada, we need to understand we are associating with the Premi Bhakta. And Prabhupada's disciples are also Premi Bhaktas. If I start speaking about each and every person, it will take a long time. So all of them are Premi Bhaktas. So when we associate with Premi Bhaktas, when we serve Premi Bhaktas, we will also become Premi Bhakta. There is no other way. Even if we chant 64 rounds every single day, even if we read Bhagavatam, you know, 24 hours a day, even if we do deity worship 24 hours a day, we cannot get Prema. We cannot get Krishna Prema. Only and only and only a Premi Bhakta can give us Prema. Now this has to be very clear for all the devotees. So we need to understand when we are hearing Srila Prabhupada, when we are hearing pure devotees, how much attentive we should be. How much attentive we should be. And we will see, when we hear them carefully, we will find that prema, you know, which is emanating, you know, in their lectures, surely. We'll understand their love, you know, for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. That's what is the love that we are missing in our life, and that's what we have to imbibe in our day-to-day life. Very much needed. And that's what Prabhupada is mentioning here. If we just go on reading Prabhupada purports, we'll miss this line, surely. It's somewhere in between the paragraph where it says, attitude favorable towards Vishnu can develop only when the Lord is favorable. Only when the Lord is favorable. And we understand, yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada na gati kutopi. So when Sri Guru is favorable, when Sri Guru's mercy is there in our life, surely we have Bhagavat Prasada. We have the mercy of Bhagavan also. So we get mercy of Bhagavan through Sri Guru, you know, through the pure devotees. So dependence on Srila Prabhupada, dependence on pure devotees is very, very important. We are not independent. Now initially, you know, maybe new devotees might feel, I'll do it. Because lots of things we have to explore, right? Bhagavatam is still remaining. We have to read entire Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. Nectar of devotion, nectar of instruction. And then, you know, so many other Goswami literatures, Shat Sandarbha and Gopal Champu and this and that, all that is, so we have to keep exploring. But after some time, after spending some years in Krishna consciousness, a devotee understands, I think I'm wasting time. obviously reading Shastra is not wasting time, but then wasting time is my own endeavor, endeavoring on my own strength is waste of time. So on this note, I would like to make another important point, since it's coming to my mind now. Okay, I'll read this paragraph and maybe I'll make that point. Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Everyone should praise another's service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. This is the way of a Vaishnava thinking, Vaikuntha thinking. Wow, such a heavy line this is. Look at what Prabhupada is saying. Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Everyone should praise another's service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. This is the way of Vaishnava thinking, Vaikuntha thinking. I think we should give up bhakti, I feel now. You just think about ourselves, you know, on which platform we are. When it comes to us, you know, we just keep comparing. Oh, this devotee is progressing. Why am I not able to do that? We are not very happy when some devotee progresses, to be very frank. Yes. Now in the Belandur sector, there'll be some people will become bhakti vriksha leaders, some will become sector leaders. Yes. Then will we really be celebrating? Will we throw a party when someone else becomes a leader? Question mark. A big question mark. So when someone progresses in Krishna consciousness, when some devotee is progressing in Krishna consciousness, one thing should be very clear. You know, somehow we have to celebrate. Bhale mind bole ki nahi celebrate karna, but externally at least we should celebrate. Yes. Someday it will become internalized. One of the sannyasis was making the statement, fake it till you make it. Fake it, at least fake it, at least outside you show that you are happy. No, don't be envious. At least in, you know, one day that will become internalized. So when some devotee is progressing, we have to cherish, we have to relish, and we have to celebrate. That is Vaikuntha thinking. And if this happens, now that place will be Vaikuntha, no doubt. That place will be Vaikuntha, because everyone is glorifying each other, everyone is helping each other, and everyone wants the best of the best service to be offered to the Lord. And if that person is not able to do, he'll ask other devotee that you are able to do, please go ahead, please do it. So this mood of Vaishnavas, of having this mood of, Prabhu, you are better than me, you can go ahead and do it. That doesn't mean that we can do it and still like dumping service on someone else. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone else is much better than us in some service, and we are very happy when he does that service, right? That's what is mentioned here. Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Let us coming together and serving. Just imagine if all the Vaishnavas all around the world come together. Tell me, who can stop inundating the entire world from becoming Krishna conscious? But unfortunately, there's so many sects. My group, your group, this group, that group. Yes. I belong to Gaudiya Mat, I belong to ISKCON. And in ISKCON also, I belong to ISKCON Whitefield, you belong to some ISKCON, you belong to some ISKCON. Forget about all this. No, I belong to Brahma Sampradaya, you belong to Sri Sampradaya, you belong to Rudra Sampradaya. Just imagine if all Vaishnavas come together and do Sankirtan all around the world. Who can stop? Who can stop the entire world becoming Krishna conscious? But what to do? We are Baddha Jivas. Mind is so contaminated. Our intelligence is so contaminated. We just want to think that, yes, I am great. How can I prove my greatness? Like, I can go on speaking on this topic. Maybe a few examples I'll give and then we'll move on to the next lines. So when it comes to us, you properly analyze in our day-to-day life. We do some service. And then we expect, now this devotee should glorify, that devotee should glorify. We pose, we show off. Yes, that is what is our situation. We want to prove that, I'm better than this devotee, I'm better than that devotee. This unfortunate situation we are stuck in, unfortunate situation. We don't realize that when we are doing this, I'm better than you, basically we are on the material platform. As soon as we start thinking that I'm better than that person, we are on the material platform. Because spiritual platform is very clear, Prabhupada is saying, what is Vaishnava way of thinking? What is Vaikuntha way of thinking? Everyone should praise another service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. This is Vaishnava way. This is Vaikuntha way. So in this way, we understand that when it comes to a devotee glorifies another devotee. A devotee celebrates in the success of other devotees. And a devotee does not put himself above other devotees saying, I am better than you. Are what to talk about us? We are tuchha jeeves. We are fallen souls. Srimati Radharani, she says, no, I am fallen soul. No, I am actually lower. That devotee is very nice. Who is attending Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya class. Those devotees are very nice. Oh Lord, you accept these devotees. These devotees are very nice. You know, I cannot do this service properly. These devotees are capable of doing this service properly. Srimati Radharani says that. And we, you know, fallen conditioned souls, you know, we think that, oh, okay, I can do it. No, I can do it. I'm better than this devotee. I'm better than that devotee. I'm actually reminding myself by speaking these words. Yes. Okay, let me read next few lines. There may be rivalries and apparent competition between servants in performing service. But in the Vaikuntha planet, the service of another servant is appreciated and not condemned. This is Vaikuntha competition. There is no question of enmity between servants. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to his best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. Such are the activities of Vaikuntha. Since everyone is a servant, everyone is on the same platform and is allowed to serve the Lord according to his ability. Since everyone is a servant, everyone is on the same platform and is allowed to serve the Lord according to his ability. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya Chaham Ridisannivishto Mattas Natir Gyanam Apohanamcha. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart, giving dictation according to the attitude of the servant. However, the Lord gives different dictation to the non-devotees and devotees. The non-devotees challenge the authority of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Lord dictates in such a way that the non-devotees forget the Lord's service, life after life, and are punished by the laws of nature. But when a devotee very sincerely wants to render service to the Lord, the Lord dictates in a different way. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Everyone is actually a servant, not an enemy or friend. And everyone is working under different directions from the Lord, who directs each living entity according to his mentality. So basically, we understand here, what is Vaikuntha mentality? What is the mood of Vaikuntha Vasish? The competition is, how can I appreciate others better? This is the competition. This is the competition. How can I serve others? This is the competition, you know, that is there in Vaikuntha. So when it comes to serving the Lord, everyone wants to serve, but they want to make sure that the best service is offered, you know, to the Lord. So there is no question. There is no question of enmity anywhere. There is no question of enmity anywhere. See, one thing we need to understand, what is actual preaching? What is actual preaching of Bhagavad Gita? Actual preaching of Bhagavad Gita is, if all of us can stay united and serve each other nicely and stay happy, then surely, you know, there, everyone around, you know, will come. Everyone around will come to Krishna consciousness. I think the last session on Chaurashtakam, last to last session, you know, I had narrated this pastime. I'd like to narrate it again. So Krishna lost the game, and it was his turn, you know, to do the needful. That is to carry Sridham on his back. And Krishna was like, no, I cannot. I'm Nanda Maharaj's son. How can I carry? How can I carry? I have got 9,99,999 cows. I am Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan. How can I carry you? No, I will not carry you. And then the Gopas, especially Sridham, the brother of Srimati Radharani, he says, that all that is at home, not here. All that is at home, not here, when you are playing with us. So keep it at home. But here you have to carry me if you want to play with us. Then Krishna said, no, I'll not carry you. And Sridham said, okay, you're out of our team. And then they removed Krishna from the team. My God, this is like very difficult to imagine also. One who cosmic station, that person is removed from the game. And then the Krishna went on one corner and then he's sitting very angrily. You know, he's looking at other gopas. And all the other gopas are enjoying very, very happily. They're enjoying and playing and jumping here and there. And they're, you know, loudly saying, oh, we are doing this. It's so nice. We are doing this. This is so nice. And Krishna is sitting before he was angry. And then he started looking. And he started crying after that. Now, tears are not yet coming. He's like, he's almost about to cry. And then Sridham comes and he says, will you carry me on your back? And Krishna is like, okay, be there. And then he went again and again everyone started glorifying, saying, oh, this game is so nice, that game is so nice. Very, very happy. Everyone was so happy. And Krishna finally bursted. He started crying. And then Sridham goes near him. And Sridham is asking, will you carry me now? I'll carry you. And then finally Krishna carried Sridham and then they all took Krishna in their team. So just imagine what these gopas did. These gopas were all coming together and acting that they're very, very happy. Yes, serving each other, glorifying the game. And your Supreme Personality of Godhead was attracted to that. If Supreme Personality of Godhead is getting attracted to the unity and happiness which is amongst the devotees, why will the non-devotees who are outside, who are suffering like hell, getting beatings in the house, getting beatings in the office, getting beatings on the road, why will not they get attracted to Krishna consciousness moment? Right? If we all stay united and stay happy, you know, and serve each other very nicely. This is real preaching. Okay, Gita course is there and then Bhagavatam class is there and you know, outreach is there, book distribution is there. All this is there. But the real preaching, you know, Prabhupada very clearly said, stay united. This was the instruction that Prabhupada gave. Stay united. Why? This reason. We just stay united and happily celebrate glorifying Krishna, Shravanam Kirtanam together. Yes. Serve each other. Cook nice feast. Daivada and eat. What will happen? Everyone around will get attracted. Everyone around will get attracted. This is what is preaching. This is what we have to do. Okay, we'll have our own egos. It will clash. Okay, it will clash. But then a mature devotee is the one who will suppress the ego, thinking, if I suppress my ego now, Krishna will get attracted to me. If I show up my ego, Krishna will go away from me. Arey, who are we? We are neophyte devotees. No, gopis were rejected by Krishna when they got little pride. What about us? You know, we show, you know, our pride and then we are out of you know, Krishna's team. So whenever we press our ego, whenever we take a lower position as compared to anyone else whom we are serving with, Krishna gets attracted to that devotee. So it is said that you know, as much as possible, or the dainyata bhav that we have, if that intensifies, if dainyata intensifies in us, surely bhakti will also grow. Dainyata is humility. If the humility intensifies, if we become more and more and more humble, then surely, you know, the bhakti in the heart will increase to a very, very great extent. In this world, becoming proud is easy, but becoming humble is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. Maya Shakti will not allow. Maya's agent, mind will not allow. And people around are always there, you know, to glorify us and, you know, put us up to get the work done. Yes. And we think, oh, yes, you know, I'm so great. Everyone is saying I'm great. So anytime our ego comes up, you know, we need to press the ego saying, no, I'm good for nothing. I'm good for nothing. And you take up any pure devotee in the past, any pure devotee, they were humble to the core, humble to the core. And Prabhupada is a very simple example. Once what happened is Prabhupada was in the airport with many devotees. The temple president, he was trying to arrange devotees in groups. And then and Prabhupada was also there, you know, in that group. So temple president, he announced that all the devotees are requested to come to my right. And you know, all the devotees started moving and Prabhupada got up and he also started moving, you know, towards right. And then the president was like, Prabhupada, I'm not talking, I'm not telling you, Prabhupada, I'm telling others. So Prabhupada was like, oh, so I'm not a devotee? Look at Prabhupada's humility. You know, someone else, and that time temple president means what? 19 years, 20 years, boys. Those are temple presidents at that time. All the great personalities now were spiritual masters. They were like 1920, 20 or 22 max, you know, when they were temple presidents and sannyasis. So he is telling, he is ordering all devotees, go on this side. And Prabhupada gets up from his place and he is moving. The founder, Acharya of ISKCON, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he is moving. This is called humility. Prabhupada was very heavy when it comes to philosophy. But when it comes to, you know, day-to-day dealings, when it comes to Krishna consciousness, when it comes to bhakti, of when it comes to his own practice, you know, he set an example for everyone, you know, through his humility. When will that humility come? When will that humility come? You know, it's possible. Here it is given in the translation that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, one becomes a pandita. This is the fact. How will we get all these qualities? When Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with us, when Sri Guru is pleased with us. Every activity that we do, we have to ask this question, will this activity please my Guru? Now, if yes, if the answer is yes, then we can go ahead. And surely, surely that will actually take us closer to Krishna. So, as every session we do, we couldn't cover more than one shloka today. So, I think Prahlad Charita will go till January. We'll start something else. 2021, we'll start something else, I guess. Because now, once Prahlad's prayers will start, those are so intense prayers. You know, it's so relishing. We all can relish those prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, you know, once it comes. You know, that will come, I think, in 10th chapter. We are still at 5th chapter. So, a long time to go.